Sport Talk presents a podcast during the NFL season where you can catch the previous week's games in E-Rock's Hail Mary headlines.
The first game of the season, which was between the Eagles and the Falcons.
Nick Foles, more like Nick Blows.
Patriots versus the Texans.
Father Time finds a way to win again.
The juice in the blowhorn is real.
No Landry, no cry.
Tyreek is a hill of a player.
Cheetah, cheetah, cheetah.
Powwow time.
The Bears versus the Packers.
Oh my gosh. So good.
Mind equals blown.
Trending news in Champ's Choice.
The biggest story and the thing that's kind of outlying that we saw on Twitter was the fact that someone tweeted Colin Kaepernick is not getting signed to a team, but a person who has been charged with a felony is getting signed. I cannot fathom a quarterback that has not played in the NFL for 2 years to expect to still get signed as a number one QB.
The top teams heading into a new week with P-Rex's Power 5.
Here's the three that I think are on your top three.
Vikings,
Rams, Packers.
No.
You don't have the Packers in your five?
I don't have the Packers top five.
That is surprising because you're biased, but I like the fact that they aren't because I agree they're not there.
I'm a fan, but I am objective on the show.
Wow.
The Fantasy Stock Exchange.
What do you do? Do you buy or do you sell on James Conner?
Okay, so my take on this is I think you should absolutely pick him up because it seems like the Steelers are treating him as if he's Le'Veon Bell.
And predictions of the games ahead.
We get to see who's going to win that game.
Oh,
we just
I'm
talked
so
about
ready
this.
For it.
I'm
going
excited
Jags.
For this game.
I'm sticking by my power rankings.
I suggest the Pats win,
okay.
Even against them at home.
That's where we differ. I'm going Jaguars, even though I think Jalen Ramsey is a little...
This guy over here telling me the Jags don't belong in the top five.
Thanks for tuning in for The Return during the NFL season.
Welcome to another episode of The Return. I am your host, Champ Clayton, and alongside me are my pals, my buddies, my friends, E-Rock and P-Rex.
No. Okay, Champ. I think you mispronounced our names.
I think you did pronounce those incorrectly.
Okay. So, as you all know, every week we make predictions, and those predictions are then found out during the week that we predicted, and those who win get to be called by their philosophical names, and that would be E-Rock Estoddle and P. Nostradamus Rex.
Ah, thank you.
Feels good.
They won, but it's because of a fluke game that went into overtime.
It's always a fluke.
It was the Cowboys that I chose, and they had a chance to win it, and they blew it.
That's what they do.
So let me start over. Welcome to another episode of The Return. I'm your host, Jam Clayton. Alongside me is E-Rock Estoddle and P. Nostradamus Rex. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
We got a good one for you. We are going to be going into E-Rock's Hail Mary headlines. We also will be doing Champ's Choice, where we just have some trending news items. We'll jump into P-Rex's Power 5 and then do the Fantasy Stock Exchange. And then we'll end with predictions of week 6. So, shall we begin?
We shall.
Here we are with our first segment.
E-Rock's Hail Mary Headlines, presented by Sport Talk.
All right, guys. It's time for the Hail Mary Headlines. Can I get a holla for that?
Hail Mary.
Holla.
Hey, what's that from? Hail Mary.
Oh, is it an NFL Blitz?
NFL Blitz 2000.
Oh, man.
I can't believe I got that.
Dude, it's classic.
To play that all the time.
Nostalgic 64. Yes, it is time for E-Rock's Hail Mary headlines.
Okay, so with this section, for those of our listeners that don't know, this is a part where we're going to talk about some of the specific games that happened last week and just, you know, those first things that come to your mind, the headlines, the, you know, it can be comedy,
funny,
it can be serious, whatever you want, first thing that pops to your mind. Okay.
Right. Let's
so the very first one, we're going with the Colts versus the Patriots.
Okay, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, do it.
Edel to the metal.
deflated feelings. Their first meeting since 2014's Deflategate.
Ooh, going history there.
Go.
Yeah, I was just thinking, oh crap, the Patriots are back, so the sleeping giant has been awakened.
Yeah, and then they're going to win the Super
Bowl.
You know what?
We'll jump into this in the Power 5, but
okay.
I mean, it was Indiana. Come on.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, the next one, the Titans versus the Bills. Champ, I feel like you probably got a good one coming for this.
I do have a good one. New York is full of believers.
There's a dad joke, ladies and gentlemen.
It only happens every other week, though.
That's right. Unpredictables.
Got to throw Bills in there somehow.
That's right, that's right.
All right, I've got, are the Bills good or bad this year?
Dude, who
knows? Make up your mind.
It's so true. Why the heck do they keep winning and losing, like, in weird fashion?
They beat the Vikings. They get shut out by the Packers.
And then they come back and beat the Titans by one.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
So in this one, I was going with just how bad of a game it was, and I thought, we forgot how to throw the ball because they had 211 yards passing combined. Oh, that's geez. It.
Oh, my gosh. No, I did. I saw like a crazy.
Josh Allen had 82 yards passing.
Wait.
82 yards.
Did you see the
Drew Brees had that in one throw probably.
He probably did. Geez. Did you see the completion?
Which one?
For
there's a few. The
completion.
No, completion for attempts with
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, yeah.
No.
Okay, so I saw it in the first quarter. He's 3 for 16.
Oh,
crap. It was just so ugly.
Dude,
that's why I think even though they got the win,
how are they winning?
Some of these QBs aren't looking good.
I don't get it.
No.
Okay, so the next one we have the Dolphins versus the Bengals.
Dolphins, Bengals.
I'll go ahead and go first on this one. I just put Eye of the Tiger because the Bengals are looking pretty solid.
They
right
are.
Now.
They're looking stout.
They're 4-1, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Who did they lose to? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember.
I'll have to look that up.
But it's true. I did not believe it, and I don't know if I still believe it.
Wait, did you choose the Dolphins in our previous?
No. I think we all chose Bengals.
Yeah, we all did.
We all chose the Bengals. Mine is A.J. Green Machine. It's his 32nd career with a 100-yard game.
I think that was mine last week.
A.J. Green Machine?
I believe so.
Nah, dude, screw you.
I've got the notes right here. I'll look it up for you.
No, don't even.
You sure?
Yeah, no.
Okay, mine's not as good. I have Dolphins, more like Magikarps.
What the heck?
You know, my mind first went to the movie Flipper, and I was trying really hard to think of something I could do with that, but I blanked.
Listen, for all you Pokemon fans out there, I'm sure you'll appreciate it.
Okay, next one we have the Ravens versus the Browns.
Oh, man. Okay, I have one. Flag Day. They had 10 penalties. The Browns had 10 penalties.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
Flag Day.
I have... this one's for you, Irakistadl. Number 3 Ravens, eh?
For real.
It's true. I've chosen the Ravens a lot.
And that's what I get for choosing the Ravens with Irakistadl.
Yep.
And that's what I said. We were texting earlier, and I was like, man, I should just follow Irak because he's always right. Wrong.
No. Well, I was right enough.
All right, yeah, in the last 2 weeks.
The first thing I thought of was the fact that the Browns, all they know how to do is go to overtime.
Right.
You know, it's like, guys, you realize you should win during the game?
It was still a bad kick. Like, the game-winning kick was still terrible. He almost missed it.
Wait, the Browns?
Yeah.
He's not a good kicker.
No, he's not. Why the heck do they still have him on his roster?
But, no, here's the thing. He's making him.
Barely.
I know, but he's still making them.
They look like freaking Peyton Manning throws.
No, they look... They
That's
look,
actually a very good comparison. Look, I know exactly what he's talking
exactly.
about.
They look so bad.
It looks terrible.
I'm glad you said something because I completely agree with
like,
that.
His
thought
balls
it was actually,
don't spin.
I thought it was tipped.
Excuse me.
With yes, the way that it...
Me.
Yeah. Okay. So
is
speaking
that a requirement
of,
for kickers?
That's right. Your balls better spin.
Okay, well... Moving along this train with the idea of kickers, let's go to the Packers versus the Lions. Okay, I'll go ahead and go first so we can let P-Rex save his for last.
Yeah, yeah.
So I put Charlie Brown Award goes to Mason Crosby.
Oh, zing.
That's Buzzinga. A good one. That's a good
very
one.
Very good one. And mine's very similar. Mason's meltdown.
Oh, dang it. Look, we got the same one.
That's what you said?
I said Cosmic Cosby meltdown.
Oh, okay. That's similar.
At least we're all on the same path
If you don't know what happened in that game, Mason Crosby, the kicker, missed 4 field goals and an extra point. 5 field goals. That's
13
worst.
Points left on the board.
13 points. They would have won that game had he made.
Absolutely.
At least.
Shout out to my nephew, Ty. He tried to defend Mason Crosby so hard, but I said... Ty, how can you keep a kicker on your roster after you've missed 4 and missed an extra point? He said, but he's a vet. He shouldn't be released. He's been with the team for so long. What do you think, P-Rex?
I don't care.
You get rid of him.
You cannot do that.
See, thank you.
You cannot miss.
P-Rex, it cost a win.
Good sense.
Yeah, no, it did. It cost him a win. Yeah. Now, I will say this, right? You can't place all the blame on the kicker.
No, you can't.
But the fact that
Aaron
Rodgers...
You can put a
Rodgers,
lot of it on there.
That's right.
Aaron Rodgers took him down there four separate times to get points on the board. Now, you could argue, oh, well,
Aaron
Rodgers has to get it done.
Exactly.
Now, there were also three turnovers, right?
Yep.
And those were from lack of protection on the line for Aaron Rodgers. He fumbled the ball.
Yep.
It was just so nasty. It was just a bad, flat-out game.
Now,
nobody was executing.
Now, who picked the Lions to win? Champ Da Vinci.
I heard Champ did.
I heard Champ the loser.
Okay.
Okay, moving right along.
I may have lost this week. But...
Moving along. So we have the Jaguars versus the Chiefs.
Okay. Someone else go.
I got big man pick six.
That was fun to watch.
Chris Jones, our defensive tackle, took it to the house.
That was awesome.
So you guys have seen the movie Wreck-It Ralph, right?
Yeah.
You know how the guy keeps going across saying Turbo-tastic? So I thought of a Bortle-tastic.
Because
he had an epic 400-yard passing game, but also four interceptions and
That's
a fumble.
Right. And wow.
That was probably the worst 400-yard passing game you'll ever see.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm just curious. So I noticed, like, with that Cowboys game, Dak had two interceptions, but they were tip balls. I blame the wide receivers for that. What do you guys think?
Well, it really depends on the location. I mean, I was a receiver when I played football. Not a receiver, a tight end. But I still received balls.
Keep going.
He's just smiling. He's just smiling, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, when a ball comes your way, if it's catchable and it's tipped, absolutely on the receiver. But if it's a bad throw and it's tipped, it's on the quarterback because he's supposed to put it in a place where you can catch it.
Oh, well, I agree.
Yeah, but did you see those interceptions?
I did not see the interceptions per se as I was in and out of that game.
I think the most that you could argue is they were a little high.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was kind of a tough break for him, you know? It's like,
Was it the type where, like, the ball's coming, you reach up, and both hands are up and it's tipped, or is it like a one-handed, like, I'm going for my last shot here?
Oh, no, both hands up.
Okay, then that's on the receiver.
Yeah.
If you can get both hands on the ball, it's a well enough ball to catch.
Yeah.
At least I think.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
So, Champ, what's yours for this one?
Don't read too much into it. The Chiefs are winning, but can they win in the playoffs?
That's a good
point.
Oh,
wow. It's like Champ has been watching ESPN recently.
There's always that caveat.
It's nine seasons that they've started out like 5-0, 6-0.
They can go 5-0 as much as they want, but at the end of the day, if they can't win in the playoffs, there's no point in celebrating this 5-0 start.
Well, we know New England.
I'm celebrating this 5-0 start.
I know you would.
It is a different team than those other ones.
You know what? They're making a great showing. I think they're great.
Oh, okay. They're absolutely a good team, but don't read too much into it.
Okay. So the next one, Champ,
ooh.
Broncos versus the Jets.
Oh, my gosh. You really could just call us the Broncos now. We are terrible.
Is that yours?
Dude, no, no. Mine is losing for number one. The Denver Broncos should just give up so we can get a high pick.
Not a bad idea.
Already, right. Huh?
Yeah, give
T-Rex.
Up.
T-Rex. Okay, so what was the problem in that game?
Everything.
Okay.
The only thing they had going for them was a good run game. They were running well, but every time we went away from the run, we would try to force it. And so Case Keenum's throwing picks. He's missing passes. Case Keenum is not the quarterback that was in Minnesota.
Right.
He just is not. And I don't know if it's because of the personnel or the coaching. I personally think that it's a problem with the coaching staff. However, it does come down to the players. The players have to play, and they did not play. The defense sucked. Our no-fly zone is literally fly zone now. Like, anybody can pass on us, which is so weird because we have Chris Harris and Bradley Roby. Those guys are good cornerbacks, and yet we still are getting passed on like a – it's the fly zone now. We suck.
Yeah. No.
I agree.
I would agree. I simply put WTF.
Seriously, man. Why do they? Why they look so promising in the first two games?
Yeah.
And we all chose the Broncos because
they look like a good team.
Yeah. But then they come in and the Jets just roll over us.
So let me insert this here. can you really gain a read on this season? There's teams that are just back and forth each week.
That's true.
I can't get a good read on it.
And then those teams you think that should be the surefires are 1-4.
Which is why we
2-2 or
exactly,
whatever.
Dude. That's why we picked the Broncos and then the Jets come and win a game in Denver. No. It was in New York.
So for mine on this one, I just put anybody want a rushing yard? Because the Jets had 323 rushing yards.
Oh, my God.
One guy had 219. Another guy had 99. You almost had two 100-yard rushers.
And guess who took Isaiah Powell out of their fantasy lineup?
You did.
I did.
I have him in one of my leagues. He got
22 points in a
219. Yeah.
Oh, my hello kitty.
Okay, so for the next one, we have the Falcons versus the Steelers. So I'll go ahead and go on this one. So I put battle for last place because these two teams are still last place in their division.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah.
Yeah. B-Rex?
Them birds blow.
The birds do blow. At least they got that $5 craft beer. There it is again. Zing. No, okay. Mine is kind of racy. It was even more racy before I presented it to my director of sales earlier today at work. Another rape case for Big Ben.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. It was even worse a little bit ago, and then I was like, I need to change this. It's a little too hardcore.
So next one, the Giants versus the Panthers. Which the Giants almost pulled that off, guys.
They did.
They did.
But mine is, again, no way, 63-yard field goal to win the game with 6 seconds left.
So mine actually goes – along with that, I put, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Okay, Rex, did you do that?
No, he did.
It was pretty funny. I saw this caption. There was a Spanish broadcaster, and the word for win is ganar, right? So, like, conjugated.
It means I win.
It's ganó. I won.
Yeah.
Oh, right?
Nice.
So the Spanish broadcaster was like, ganó, 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 ganó. That was so great.
That's crazy. That's a fun fact for all you listeners out there.
Yeah. So the one that I put down is Book of Eli Cliff Notes. He's old.
Seriously, dude. For real.
Okay. So next we have the Raiders versus the Chargers. Did anyone watch this game?
Nope.
No.
I didn't think so.
I did not.
But we do know that there were more people wearing an Oakland Raiders fan in the stadium than the Chargers. So I said Oakland Raiders win with home field advantage? Question mark. Even though it was in LA.
And the Chargers won.
And wait a minute.
Yeah. Chargers
won.
What did you?
Excuse me.
There's a reason why you're not champ Da Vinci this week.
Erock Estadl, you can go.
Erock Estadl has the words of wisdom.
For some reason, I switched the scores when I wrote it down. So I'm sorry. The Chargers won that game, and I knew that, but I just wrote it down wrong. So then I gave the wrong.
Here's testing us.
You guys know that I have yet to lose on that game prediction.
That's because you skipped 1 week, and the other week you.
But if I was here.
No, you, it's not a win technically because you tied with Erock Estadl.
Well, this week I tied.
Okay, so you didn't win them all.
Listen, you just acknowledged our names. That's a win. Let's continue.
Okay, P-Rex. Raiders, Chargers.
Newsflash. Pirates sunk by lightning.
I just put the Raiders were swallowed by their own black hole.
Indeed.
Okay, Vikings versus Eagles.
Vikes revenge.
I have, what's the word? Tame the bird.
Yeah, tame it. Dude, the Eagles aren't good anymore. Sorry, E-Rock, but your prediction for the Super Bowl I don't think is going to happen.
Listen, I don't think any of our Super Bowl predictions are going to happen.
We're Viking not doing Steelers.
Oh, okay. Good luck with that one.
You know what? Right, if there's any team to come back, a rebuttal, I think the Steelers could do it. They got to figure it out, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They're in a bad place, but anyway.
Yeah. Okay, I just put the talentless reigning champs because they have a lot of talent. It's just they're not doing anything with it.
They're not utilizing it properly. I agree with that.
Okay, so
listen, I was telling you guys since the beginning,
since day one. I'm P. Nostradamus Rex, and I know everything.
Why do you got to say mine insulting, and you got to give Erock Estadl all the praise in the world?
Erock Estadl is the man.
You know what?
Yep.
We're cousins. and you've not changed a bit. Still a dick.
Okay. Cardinals versus the 49ers.
Cardinals, Niners. Maybe they should bring back Cap.
Get out of here.
Get out of our studio.
But
that was the headline. I thought it was pretty interesting. Who knows? This is a Hail Mary headline. Why not?
Yeah. I put Battle of the Bus. Also, Chaboy chose Arizona for the win.
Oh, jeez.
That was a good pick.
Thank you.
I put I Believe in Miracles. Because that might be their only win this year.
It very well might be.
Okay, Rams versus the Seahawks.
Gurley surely can score.
If you ain't first, you're last.
That's true.
Yep.
Now, I put that down because of McVay's ballsy call.
Dude, McVay, fourth and one. Dude, it just goes to show you that he's confident in his team.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's a great coach.
I love it. He's so young. Young blood, you know? Go get him, young blood.
And then I put, I had two thoughts. I was like, one, we won't be denied. Because by all means, they did not play a good game.
Nope.
And the other one was thinking of Gurley, just to get out the way.
Get out the way. Get out the way.
Oh, yeah.
Three touchdowns.
Yeah, he's great.
And they were bulldozing touchdowns, too.
Mm-hmm.
By far, best fantasy pick.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He was number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
No contest.
Speaking of number one. Cowboys versus the Texans.
What?
Cowboys versus the Texans.
Cowboys, Texans. Someone else go.
I got to find it.
Okay, so I put... The biggest thing in Texas are their disappointing NFL teams.
Battle for Texas. Mine is DeAndre Hopkins. They put him in on the Hail Mary pass from Dak at the end of the game, and DeAndre was the one that swatted.
But see, that makes sense, though. It's not uncommon to put in your tall receivers and say, hey, just smack that ball down.
I just thought it was so cool that he was the one that swatted it down. Out of, like, the 7-8 hands that were back there, he was the one that beat it down.
He's probably like, coach, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing?
Dude,
catch the ball.
But he did fall and just got piled. I was like, that's dangerous. You put your top receiver out there to swat a ball. That probably doesn't have a prayer anyway.
Yeah. I've seen New England do it with their tight end, but he's a lot bigger, you know.
Yeah.
He still gets hurt a lot, though.
Yeah. Okay, P-Rex, what'd you put?
Dallas Dak attack.
Mm-hmm.
Like a heart attack.
Okay. It makes about Baker's dozen, Bob.
Okay, so the last one, Monday night game, Redskins versus the Saints.
I have one. Shall I say it?
You shall.
You shall.
Becoming the goat is a breeze.
Are we related?
Is that what you?
No,
you have something like that.
I said, let's see. Never been achieved. It's a breeze.
Oh, nice. But it has been achieved, has it not?
Well, not currently.
Good point.
He's the current leader, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
So I put two. I just put one as, and he ain't even done yet.
I know.
Because I mean, this year he's going to put up probably another 3,000 more yards plus another year or two.
That guy puts up like 400 yards per game. I don't know of any offense.
Is he in the running now for potential GOAT?
I don't think so still.
No.
He throws a lot of yards, but that doesn't mean overall quarterback quality.
What if he wins a Super Bowl this year?
No.
Still no. See, I think he's getting up there. I think he lands in the pile with Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, name a few other old guys. Those are the two main ones recent.
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of people argue for Rodgers, and he's got one Super Bowl, but...
See...
He's still got to prove himself, still.
He does. And I think Drew Brees has to, but I'm saying he's up there with Aaron Rodgers.
I've even heard Patrick Mahomes, you know?
Well, shut up. Get out of here.
Gosh.
Get out of
Maybe
here.
Maybe in 15
get
years.
Out of here.
You can leave.
You just took a dump on all the history of all the great QBs.
Okay, P-Rex. And then my last one for this one is especially for you. I just put he's the bee's knees.
Ah.
Get it? Joke from last week.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
No.
All right, guys, that's all we got.
That's
pretty solid.
So E-Rock's Hail Mary, E-Rockistaddle's Hail Mary headlines for this time around. Great job, E-Rock. Now let's jump into our next segment, Champ's Choice, presented by Sport Talk. All right, Champ's Choice. This is where I choose trending news. But I need to bring something up, P-Rex, P-Nostradamus Rex.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember a little while back on an episode? I can't remember what episode, but I'm going to find it, and I'm going to bring it into this portion of the show.
Okay.
Remember when you said I think it was week two.
This season.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
When Matt Patricia said, bring me back, Bill. Do you remember that? Do you remember that?
I remember that. Listen, I'm just going to say this. Even if that isn't his voice,
it's way off.
It arguably should be, okay? Because that's a great voice.
All right.
A great coach voice.
I'm going to give you just a quick snippet of a press conference. They're going to ask a question, and then he's going to speak. And remember, this is what P-Rex sounds like.
Patricia, this is him speaking. Bill, take me back. I promise I won't leave again. Honest.
And this is what Matt Patricia sounds like.
Okay. All right. Well, obviously, really proud of my guys. I think they went out and played extremely hard and, tried to execute for 60 minutes. It's not perfect. It never is when you play a team like that. They're so explosive, so dynamic.
Extremely proud of my guys.
Yeah.
Doesn't he sound like he should be teaching like a college course?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or something like that?
Not. Bring me back, Bill.
Listen, you wouldn't expect that voice out of a big grizzly man like that, all right?
It's true.
It's true.
It's true, but...
Take me back, Bill.
Take me back, Bill. Let's just add that
twang. Sounds like a Southern, he should be coaching the Saints or something.
I just had to bring it up because I remember saying, we're going to get a clip of Matt Patricia, and I did it just now. So hopefully you could hear that. But anyway, let's jump into the real trending news items. We have three trending news items. We won't take too much time on them because we want to get to P-Rex's Power 5. So let's go to the first one. And here is the first story. Let's actually start with Drew Brees. We just actually got done talking about him, so it's a good segue here. Drew Brees becomes the NFL's all-time passing leader. And we were just talking about how he – well, I think he's in the running for the GOAT. But honestly, here's the story, right? So Drew Brees broke Peyton Manning's all-time passing record of 71,940 yards during the second quarter of the New Orleans Saints' 43-19 victory against the Saints. Or sorry, the Redskins. They beat themselves. Brees needed 201 yards to surpass Manning's mark. The TD pass pushed him to 228. He finished the game completing 26 of 29 passes for 363 yards. He currently has 72,103. And like you said, E-Rock, he's not done. So he's only going to build this and build other records. He's close to also reaching the 500 touchdown club that Tom Brady just got a little last week. Was it last week?
Yeah, just this week.
Yeah. So, I mean, Drew Brees is breaking records. But you also said it, E-Rock. You said that, you know, he's a passing quarterback, but does he land in the greats? And that's my question. Do you really think he lands in the greats? Why not? And, I mean, it is a pretty historic milestone. What other records has he broken? Do you guys know at all?
Well, here's my question. Do you consider Peyton Manning the GOAT previously, since he held those records before?
No.
Okay. So why? Why would you consider Drew Brees? I don't know why I continue to fail with that name. Anyway.
You can just call him Drew if you want.
Call him DB.
I'll call him Drew Brees, all right?
Drew Brees. Why does Drew Brees get put into the... Because he not only breaks records.
Yeah, finally.
It's my turn.
Screw yeah.
What do you got, E-Rock?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Breaks records.
Yeah. Anyway, I can see where you're coming from, P-Rex. He is 39. How many more years does he have left in him?
I think he could play till like 40, 43.
I think he's got – I would easily say he's got another 2 years.
Yeah.
And that could be dependent on if he wins a Super Bowl within these next 2 years.
Because
if he wins one coming up, I wouldn't be surprised if he just like, you know what?
It's interesting.
Let's go out on top.
I would rather end on a high note. I was actually going to comment on this earlier. It's kind of sad knowing that Larry Fitzgerald is close to the end of his career.
And he's on a crappy team.
Accomplished everything that he's accomplished, and he's on the team that he is now. That's
true.
That's kind of heartbreaking. I mean, I'm not a Cardinals fan, but, like, you know, I'm a player fan.
But he's loyal. He's been with the Cardinals his whole career, right?
Yeah.
So,
but, I mean,
I can see why he would do that still. And so, ultimately, I think, you know, and just going off of Larry Fitzgerald and Drew Brees, I think they play the game. They play because they love the game. They love to win. They're not worried about the money or the fame. At least that's what I think. I feel like those type of people, Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, those guys play because they love the game.
I actually love Drew Brees.
Nice.
As a human being, too, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I love his story, you know, because he was considered a failure out in San Diego. Mm-hmm. He moves over here with Sean Payton, and they're just a destructive offense. You know, arguably, the only thing that they've really been missing is that defensive component.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'd say that's what they're still missing this year, because teams are still racking up massive points against them. It's just they got a killer offense. Yeah.
And I would like to point out, too, that I think it was very ironic that he got the record on what was like a 62-yard touchdown pass or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just makes it even more cool when you're able to throw a touchdown pass and break the record.
It's true. It's true. Actually, when Peyton Manning broke the all-time he beat Brett Favre's record. I think it was touchdown passes total. Or no, it might have been passing yards. He might have done that, but it was against the Chiefs, and it was that game where he threw four picks and then got benched for Brock Osweiler. But he broke that record in that game. So that was way terrible way to handle it. Like, he was waving to the crowd with like this pissed look on his face, like, guys, I hate that I broke this record in this way right now, losing to the Chiefs. We were getting whomped. But Drew Brees gets to do it in good fashion. I'll say what he says here, and then we'll move on to the next story. He says, just so grateful for the opportunity to play this game and to play for so long, to have teammates that I have, the New Orleans Saints organization, this great city, this great fan base. It's just truly been a dream come true. I'll be able to reflect on it maybe a little bit more when my career is done. I still feel like there's work to be done, but I'm just really, really proud and very grateful. So,
yeah.
He's a class act.
He is. He's a very class act.
You can't help
but
like him.
So, good on you, Drew Brees. We support you. All right, next story. Let's go to the rookies winning this week. What's the story here, E-Rock?
Apparently, the rookies live together and they die together. That's the real story. So last week, they all lost, went 0 for 4. And then this week, they all won. You know, and I will be the first to say, the wins that they had were not very impressive.
No.
So Josh Allen threw 82 yards. Sam Darnold actually didn't. He had under 200 yards passing because
the run game
destroyed.
Right.
And then I don't know how
Josh Rosen
and Mayfield, he did good. He had a lot of passing yards, but he also, you know, didn't complete a lot of passes and kind of stalled out a lot.
He had an interception, yeah.
So I think the stats on that are a little deceiving.
Yeah.
But overall, I think they did well, but I still think there's a long way to go with these QBs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which rookie do you see the most potential in?
I would, you know, at the beginning of it all, we said that Sam Darnold had the best was in the best position to be a good quarterback. However, Baker Mayfield is showing why he was chosen number one.
I still think that Sam Darnold should have stayed behind McCown.
Absolutely. But
we'll take that to the grave.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge Josh Allen fan. Rosen, I think he's still a little cocky.
Absolutely.
And both of them aren't in really good situations. I think realistically, it's a debate between Darnold and Mayfield. And I think Mayfield just has the better situation right now, to where he's got more offensive weapons. He's got a good defense.
Which is so interesting. It's the Browns we're talking about here.
I know, right? Yeah. This is weird.
I don't know.
But it is the Jets that we're also talking about, and both teams have a knack for sucking.
And the Bills and the Cardinals. So all four
good
of them.
Good point. All the rookie quarterbacks are on crappy teams.
Well, naturally. Isn't that how it goes every year?
It's true. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, and Josh Allen each led their respective teams to victory, marking the first time in the Super Bowl era that rookie signal callers combined to go 4-0 in the same week. The only one that's not starting that was chosen in the first round of the draft,
the Ravens,
was Lamar Jackson, the Ravens.
Yes.
Which they are utilizing him. He just does not start because obviously there's
he's not going to.
So,
well, I don't know. I mean, you guys have seen those stints where Jay Flacco, which is just like, hot garbage.
Throw it up and pray.
Hot garbage.
No, he is. He's he's dreadfully terrible.
Yeah, he's bad.
Even worse than Blake Bortles at times.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far. Bortles is
he's
Bortle-tastic.
What was your Bortle?
Bortle-tastic.
Bortle-tastic.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's playing great right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, after they won that Super Bowl, he had a franchise tag, and he didn't live up to it at all.
And they actually make a point about Lamar Jackson here. They say Baltimore Ravens rookie signal caller Lamar Jackson, the 32nd overall pick of the draft, was the lone first-rounder to not start in Week 5. Jackson might have to wait a while to secure his first career win when considering he won't overtake Joe Flacco for the starting job anytime soon, barring a Flacco injury.
Now, wait, is RG3 sitting at position number 2?
Who?
you heard me.
RG, you know. What?
I think he is. He's at number 2.
RG3's at 2?
I think so.
I think Lamar's at spot 2.
Is he really?
I think he is. But we're not going to think too much on it because we're going to go to our final trending news item and then jump into P-Rex's Power 5. So, final story. Quite weird story. Lawsuit alleges Antonio Brown threw furniture from 14th floor, nearly hit toddler. That's Jay Busby's headline that he wrote for Yahoo Sports. Now, here's the story. Civil lawsuit filed in Miami-Dade County, Florida, charges the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown threw several objects from a high condominium balcony, very nearly hitting a man and his 22-month-old grandson. And so he seeks $15,000 in damages for emotional distress. P-Rex, you have another part of the story that Mr. Busby didn't share here.
I do, champ. The article that I read, it says that Mr. Brown was upset that his apartment had been robbed, thus causing him to cause over $35,000 worth of damage to the contents within the apartment, including chucking
some
furniture,
of it over the,
furniture,
over the balcony.
Over the balcony. There are 14 stories up, correct?
That is correct.
That is insane.
Yeah.
And wildly irresponsible.
Absolutely.
Like, he should definitely be fined by the NFL. Mm-hmm. That is a big no-no. Like, bridle your passion, young man.
Yeah, dude. And Antonio, you're an amazing receiver.
I just have this image going through my head of what that must have looked like when he walked in and then just went buck wild in his apartment, starts throwing stuff. I mean, to cause $35,000 worth of damage to your own apartment?
What I'm curious...
That's insane.
Well, he said... Okay, so they didn't say the exact cost of, like, how much was stolen. They did mention that, like, there was jewelry, valuables, guns that were stolen. Like, I guess they must have been in a safe or something. But I'm just curious, like, what do you have to lose in order for you to cause a reaction such as that?
Yeah.
I also think it's a little absurd that the person walking on the street is trying to get 15 grand out of this.
Oh, wouldn't you?
No.
It actually brings me back to the old Dave Chappelle skit when he's walking around town and people are asking him for like $25,000 just because they know he's a celebrity. He walks into a barber shop. He's like, I just want a haircut. And they're like, that'll be $25,000 just because he's famous now, right? So it's true. When famous people get into bad situations that can cost money.
People know.
Oh,
and they're
absolutely
like, ooh, we can get a lot of money out of
that. Yeah, no, I think the person that is filing the lawsuit had their child with him.
Well, it was a man with his grandson.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah,
but it's almost like saying like, oh, the guy almost hit my car as he was driving, but he didn't.
Well, I mean, if you had your kid right by you and like he raised your kid,
I mean, for the viewers out there, we record here in Utah, and if you've never driven in Utah, your car horn is probably the most used thing in
that
car.
Absolutely true.
And if the driver, was someone super famous, I'm emotionally scarred. Give me money.
We'll finish with what the lawsuit adds. It says Mr. Brown's conduct was outrageous, goes beyond the bounds of decency, and is regarded as odious and utterly intolerable in civilized community. So, yeah, the old man's pissed. I would be too. As a parent, I know that your kids are your everything, and if your everything's about to get splattered by a couch from the 14th floor, I'd be a little pissed.
Well, I mean, anything, not even a couch,
That's true.
If he threw a vase out of the 14th floor,
that would kill somebody. Yeah. I got hit in the head by a balloon, a water balloon, from the 9th floor, and I thought a rock had hit my head. It hurt so bad. So I can't even imagine a vase, yeah. Let alone a couch.
Yeah, no, that's some serious stuff.
That also brings me to a movie quote. If you can name it, name it on Sport Talk. I'm not going to give it to you. I'll tell E-Rock and P-Rex after we jump to the next segment.
He just assumes we're not going to know.
I don't think you'll know.
No,
here's,
no.
Here's the line.
I think you said our names incorrectly.
Okay, here's the quote. A freak accident where a man had a piano fall on his head, and then it goes to a Leslie Nelson, and he says, an accident? Having a kid at 60, that's an accident. Having a piano fall on your head? That's just bad luck. All right. Do you know it?
I think I do.
Okay, well, let's let the listeners decide. Send it on Sport Talk. Go ahead and tag me at the champ. You can also tag at P-Rex and at E-Rock if you want to follow them. And we are now going to jump into P-Rex's Power 5. So let's do it right now, P.
P-Rex's Power 5, presented by Sport Talk.
Hey, everyone. It is time for P-Rex's Power 5, all right? We are going to address some of the crazy things that have been happening this week in the NFL. Some teams that you can't quite put your finger on. The Bills, are you good? Are you bad? What's going on,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, but they ain't in the top five. That's for dang sure.
They're just they're going back and forth.
Damn.
They won this week. They're going to lose next week, and then they're going to win again.
Dude, they're
with less than 85
you're
yards.
You're hot and you're
passing.
Cold. You're yes and you're no.
All right, so before we continue forward, I just want to mention we talked briefly, me and Champ here, about the number two position for QB with the Ravens, and that is Lamar Jackson. Champ,
yes.
How does it feel to finally get a win?
Oh, geez. It feels great, P. Nostradamus Rex. Thank you so much
for pointing
that out.
You are welcome.
Screw you, buddy.
The humility out of this guy.
Seriously.
Oh, man.
All right, let's hear it, man. P-Rex,
all
right. Power 5.
Well, you guys know how we run this, so you guys tell me who's number 5.
Okay.
The Bengals?
Okay, good guess. That's exactly who I picked.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm a little apprehensive about this pick. You could throw some other people in there, but I am going to give it to them because they deserve it. They've won 4 games, only lost 1.
True.
They're in there.
All right.
Okay, number 4. Champ, who you got?
Patriots.
No.
No. Okay. Who do you have?
Well, that was my guess.
That was, yeah.
You guys think the Patriots, even after
Dude,
this win?
Dude, E-Rock Estadl exactly said it right. We have awoken the beast.
Okay.
That is the Patriots.
Will time will tell.
This is not good.
Time will tell.
And the Chiefs have to go up against them.
Oh, my gosh. That's
in Foxborough.
Okay.
Hey, we did it last year.
You know what?
Oh, geez.
They beat the Chiefs. I'll throw them on this list, but right now they're not on my list.
Okay.
You have to earn the right to be in the Power 5. Everyone else is jumping in on this.
Let me think. And let's just point out the obvious.
The Ravens? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. The Rams and the Chiefs.
It has not changed.
Has not changed. I think that's spot on. So we know that they're there. So that means we have to put two people in 4 and 3, E-Rock. Uh-huh. So I'm going to say 4 Jags.
No.
How about the Bears?
Ooh. I think they're
honorable mention.
I think they're getting there. It's just a little too early.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
I agree. I'd put them top 10 but not
4,
top 5.
Okay, 4 is Panthers then.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I can see that, which then I know you're 3.
The
At least
Saints.
The Saints.
I'd be shocked if it's not.
You're absolutely right.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, that makes sense. So we got at number 5
Bengals.
The Bengals. Number 4.
Panthers.
The Panthers. Number 3.
Saints.
Saints. 2. Chiefs. 1. Rams. So, let me break it down for you. I pulled up ESPN's power rankings. I'm just curious what they have to say about it all. The Rams' toughest remaining game is Week 9 at the Saints, where they have a 57% chance to win. For Kansas City, the Chiefs' toughest game of the season, according to FPI, will be Sunday night at the Patriots. Oh, it's this week. Oh, dude, yep. That's going to be a good game.
Sunday Night Football, y'all.
This is the one time that I root for the Chiefs.
Are you kidding?
I hate wow. the Patriots, dude. I can't stand the Patriots.
Yeah, same here.
And, again, that's the one time. Maybe that and the Seahawks.
Don't get greedy.
I hate the Seahawks. Okay, so who's your other New Orleans Saints. The Saints' most difficult remaining game comes in Week 7 when they travel to Baltimore. However, the Baltimore Ravens just lost to
the Browns.
Nice.
That was like in harmony, guys.
No, let's try it again. Say it. The Browns.
The Browns.
The Browns. Yeah, we don't sing, everybody.
E-Rock.
Totally unplanned.
Dude, yes. That was
pretty good. That's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe try that again sometime. Maybe we could do it. We could do a Sport Talk Christmas album.
Like a barbershop thing.
Yeah, that's right. The Return Christmas album. And then, let's see. Jacksonville, the Jags' toughest game left on the schedule is... Oh, wait, the Jags aren't on your list.
Jags aren't on my list.
Cincinnati, sorry. The Bengals' toughest remaining game is Week 11 at the Ravens. And the Carolina Panthers' toughest remaining game, according to FPI, is a Week 10 matchup in Pittsburgh, which Pittsburgh's not really there. So maybe the Panthers could be moving up.
It's interesting.
So it will be interesting, though, because the Chiefs, in the next 2 weeks, we play the Patriots followed by the Bengals.
Oof.
So that's going to be a very telling situation just with how they do. And,
man.
You know.
From what I can see, though, I think it's going to be an offensive shootout with the Bengals and the Chiefs, and I think the Chiefs are going to be able to take that away.
Yeah.
So.
And honestly, E-Rock, the Chiefs' defense has not looked bad at all.
Last week it was pretty solid.
It looked pretty good.
There is a caveat. We played against Blake Bortles. But even still.
Bortles-tastic.
Even though... You know, all that stuff. We went against arguably one of the best defenses, and we put up 30 points. You know, so I think it shows that we can adjust to whatever the defense has given us. But one other thing I want to point out. So I had posted on Sport Talk earlier today, and I was just curious because everybody knows number one team, number two team, you know, Rams, Chiefs.
Right.
But I was curious to find out what people think should be the third best team on there. You know, I have my opinion.
Sure.
It looks like the Saints for P-Rex. So I put as the options Patriots, Saints, Bengals, and then just other. And 40% of the population said Saints.
Nice. Nice. I think we have smart people on Sport Talk.
So Sport Talk agrees with P-Rex.
Nice, P. Look at that. Well, all right. That's good. P-Rex is Power 5. If you don't agree, go follow at P-Rex and tell him what's up.
On Sport Talk.
And you can also follow at the champ and at E-Rock. But now, let's jump into the Fantasy Stock Exchange.
Fantasy Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go.
It's time for the weekly Fantasy Stock Exchange, where we tell you to buy or sell on current fantasy football players. Presented by Sport Talk.
All right, Fantasy Stock Exchange. You know how it works. We'll give you a couple players that are currently playing in the NFL, and we will see what the crew thinks on their stock. Should you buy or should you sell? We're not going to tell you how to run the stock market. We're going to tell you how to run the Fantasy Stock Exchange. So, here we go. First player is Chris Carson, running back for the Seahawks. Their Week 6 game is at Oakland. His previous scores, 5-2, 18, 0, and 12 through 5 weeks. Based on 40,731 stories analyzed by IBM Watson, the football experts feel concerned about Chris Carson. But I don't care about IBM Watson. That's just fun fact. P-Rex, E-Rock, P-Nostradamus Rex, E-Rockistottle.
Thank you.
Do you buy or do you sell on Chris Carson, running back for the Seahawks?
I'm going to add a little different one in here.
Okay.
Right? How long ago did you say he had his 18-point game?
He had his 18-point game middle of the 5 weeks, so week three.
Week three, okay. Okay, I think the ideal situation is sell right after that game.
Sure.
Get your max value for him.
Sure.
But I'm saying sell, but sit on it. Sit on it and wait. Wait until he has another blowout game.
Sure. And actually, it would have been perfect for you to trade him in week three because he got zero the next week.
Ouch.
Or were they on bye?
No,
they had all five games. Yeah. He just didn't play. and if he did play, he sucked. So, anyway, I'm going to say bye. I feel like they're finally figuring out the run game in Seattle. And Chris Carson is a good running back because he has to be. It's their starting running back. And so I would say bye. He's put up good points. Yeah, it was rough at first because I feel like they were still trying to find their run identity, but I think they found it now. And I think Chris Carson understands that. So I can see him as a good flex option, but nothing beyond that. If you're putting him in at your number one in a regular scoring league, I don't know if that's the right answer. But I say keep him, use him as a flex when those bye weeks roll around, or if you just need a good solid 8 to 10 points from your flex. E-Rock?
Yeah, I can get behind that. My initial thought was that he should never be your starting running back, either right. one of them. So if you have the opportunity to just have him sit and then you put him in situational kind of things, like, for example, this week against the Raiders aren't good. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So if you have a spot open, I think he'd actually be a solid person to put in there. But, you know, if they're going up against, like, I don't know, just insert whatever good defense.
Rams.
Definitely don't start
Jags. Him. You know what's really interesting is how we continually have a high ceiling for the Raiders year after year.
Dude, I know.
We're like, oh, this is the year.
This is the year that the Raiders
we finally got a coach.
Wow. Yeah, nope.
We got Gruden.
We got Gruden.
Del Rio.
No, Jack's gone. So, okay, so the next player, P. Nostradamus Rex, he wanted to actually do this one. I had a name. He wanted to switch it because it is an interesting one. P. Rex, go ahead and present that player to us.
Okay, Fantasy Stock Exchange player that I suggested we switch out is indeed Mark Ingram.
Great point.
Indeed.
Yes.
So this player just came off of a suspension for substance abuse in the league. Now, he had a breakout game. He rushed 16 times for 53 yards, 2 touchdowns in Monday night's 43-19 win over the Redskins. Now, my question is, and the reason that I think this is going to be a good one to evaluate, is because you're adding another running back in the situation where in New Orleans where you see Alvin Kamara. He's the primary running back.
Absolutely. Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill. Yeah, he's running the ball,
he
too.
He ran the ball.
He's running
I
the ball.
I didn't get to watch Monday Night Football.
23 yards
so
for Taysom.
It was actually
that is
okay.
Awesome.
For all the listeners out there, Taysom Hill is a local quarterback from here in Provo, Utah.
Brigham Young University.
And he was a killer
running,
great quarterback.
Running back, great quarterback. Playing quarterback.
I mean, if you ever watched college football, one of the best games was when they played the BYU Cougars played the Texas Longhorns. And Taysom Hill broke records on the Longhorns, ran, I think, over 200 yards as a quarterback.
That's insane.
Yeah, absolutely insane.
Anyway, they were commenting on it on the game, and they were saying that he is one of the most well-rounded athletes they've ever seen in their franchise.
Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
That is so dope.
I watched
Dude,
him last
represent
night.
Represent the Y, dog.
He was lined up in a running back position, and he blocked for Drew Brees.
That is sick.
It was, and he was holding the
so
guy.
Dope.
He was holding the D end. I was
oh,
like,
man.
How is he doing this?
And isn't he technically the third string QB?
He is. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's so cool. I mean, this guy has fought injuries his whole life, and we're not talking about Mark Ingram because that's who we are supposed to be talking about. But Taysom Hill has been fighting injuries since high school, and he still is playing in the NFL at a very high level.
And he got a touchdown.
He got a touchdown. Just insane.
Absolutely insane.
Insane. Anyway, Mark Ingram, he puts up some great numbers. Your game log is he had 16 attempts, and like you mentioned, 53 yards, 2 touchdowns for 19 points in a regular scoring league. So, fellas, do you buy or do you sell?
He also caught 2 of 3 targets for 20 extra yards.
Holy smokes.
Okay. So, what do you do?
Who's the start? So who is the starting running back? Is
Kamara.
Mark Ingram?
I think Kamara is the starting.
But he didn't do anything because I had him on like 2 rosters.
I think that's just the luck of the
yards.
Draw.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
No, but that's how it goes with an offensive series that has multiple backs that get the ball. You know, it's one of them's going to go off.
Well, and especially when you have 2 backs that are actually both really good. You know,
dude, you're preaching to the choir. Did you know that Royce Freeman and Philip Lindsay are one of the best running back duos in the league right now?
Philip Lindsay. Bravo
he's
to
a
him,
boss,
man.
Undrafted, and he is the 3rd top rookie of running backs leading the league. Sorry, he is the third lead. I think he's the third leading the league.
Yeah.
With 330 something yards.
He's doing great for, yeah.
Undrafted out of Colorado.
Overall, just rushing like a madman. And he stands a whopping 5'9".
Dude, I know. When I get a jersey next time, it's going to be Phillip Lindsay's.
I love those stories,
dude, I know.
Man. I love it.
He's like a Wes Welker. That's why I loved Wes
Welker.
That's
why I like Thielen, you know?
Oh, dude. Thielen, man.
Yeah.
He is killing it. I was going to put him on this list, but then I thought, no, you're going to buy Thielen every single week. No question, absolutely.
Yeah. So going back to Melvin Ingram.
Mark Ingram.
I'm thinking of the Chargers, dude.
Yeah, no worries.
So personally, I think you buy. I think it's a really simple decision. The dude, you know, even if he isn't the guy that gets the 50-yard runs and things like that, he's their bruiser. He's going to get the touchdowns, which instantly translates to a lot of points.
That's a good point.
Now, we do need to mention to you listeners out there, if you do buy, you are sitting Mark Ingram out because it is their bye week. They are on bye.
Yeah, but there's still like 11 more weeks.
Right.
You know?
So I do agree with you both. You buy this guy, and actually I had somebody wanting a trade. I have Mark Ingram on one of my roster benches, and I just couldn't let him go because I know how he can perform. And I got a trade, and he said, I want Mark Ingram. I said, no way. Yeah, I'm not giving you Mark Ingram. I know that as soon as he comes back, he's going to deliver as a running back, part of the duo that is Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. So, yeah, I say bye.
Okay, so both of you guys going bye?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am also going bye. This is an offensive-driven team that is just, they're putting up crazy numbers every Sunday. He is going to get points.
Yeah, for sure.
And I bet every week he's going to get you about 50 yards rushing and a touchdown.
Yeah.
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 Pretty solid.
Okay. Awesome. That was the Fantasy Stock Exchange, and we are going to finalize the show with predictions of the week in games ahead. So let's start off with Thursday night. So we are recording earlier now so that we can give you all of the games that are coming up. And so we don't have to talk about the Thursday night game after it had already happened. So here
Thanks
we go.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. That's right. So we're in week 6 now, right? Oh, boy.
That is correct.
Someone have it up. My phone's freaking out over
here. I got it right here.
Yes.
Thursday night football, Eagles at Giants.
Okay. What are your thoughts? I can't.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, it's weird because you would think, oh, yeah, let's choose the Eagles. But you could have chose the Eagles last week and it would have sucked, right? Because they lost.
Yeah.
So
I can see the Giants coming away with this one, but again, it's a coin toss. Who knows?
I'm going to go Eagles. I'm going to go Eagles.
Rockstado?
I'm going Eagles as well, which means, champ, you probably should choose the other team at that point.
That's right. You always lead me astray.
Okay. I'm also going Eagles.
Oh, okay. I was thinking you were going to do the Giants, man.
There will be different. There will be other games where we will split. I know for a fact that will happen. Like this one, Buccaneers-Falcons.
You know?
Jameis Winston starting.
Yeah, and the Falcons suck.
You said you weren't going to pick them again.
No, I'm not. I'm going Buccaneers.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going Falcons. They're going to get me a win at some point.
And
it's at home.
I'm going Falcons too.
Oh, you guys are so screwed. I told them over text after the Falcons lost again. I said, I'm never picking the Falcons again.
All right, so here's a good one too. Steelers at Bengals.
Ooh, that is good. You know what?
And it's at the Bengals.
I think the Bengals lose this one because I feel like the Steelers kind of have the Bengals number. I'm going to go Steelers on this one.
Okay, I'm going Bengals.
Nah, Pinocchio's Rex, I'm right there on that one.
Oh, man, this is going to be a good or really bad week for me.
Yeah, you could completely destroy us.
See, that happened to me like 2 weeks ago, and it was really bad.
I'm Pinocchio's Rex. I choose all the right ones.
Hey, I had two that you guys just, they were the outliers. You
we
know?
All wear masks.
Metaphorically speaking. Okay, Chargers at Browns.
Chargers-Browns, boy.
That's actually a lot tougher than it would have been any time in the last
decade. Ask me week one, I say Chargers. Now, it's a tough one.
I'll settle it for you. I'm going Browns again.
Okay. I think...
I'm going Chargers, but I would not be surprised in the slightest if the Browns win.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Okay, I'm so two Chargers, one Brown. All right.
I'm picking all the away teams. This is so weird.
I hope.
I literally have picked an away team every time. I'm just going to keep that going.
Okay, okay.
Bills, Texans. I'm picking the Bills. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Don't do it. This is their
this
off
is their
week.
Bad week. That's right.
And they, so I'm they going have Texans. The same record.
Yeah, I actually think it's the Texans that win it.
Same. I'll go Texans.
Same.
Okay.
Champ, you should have picked them last week, though.
Shut
You're
up.
One week too late.
All right. So Bears, Dolphins.
Bears.
Bears at Dolphins.
Bears. I mean, the game could be
Bears at Miami Dolphins, E-Rock.
The game could be like on the moon, and I'd still pick the Bears.
Well, that's good because I'm also going Bears.
Let me ask you one more time: Bears, Dolphins.
You know what? Bears.
I'm going Bears. I'm gonna go Bears.
Okay.
The Bears look hot.
Hey, champ! Bears at the Miami Dolphins.
I think I'm gonna go Bears.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Cardinals at Vikings.
Vikings. I say that with question because the Cardinals have won and the Vikings have lost to teams like the Bills.
The Cardinals won against the 49ers.
Good call. Vikings.
There you go.
Next, Colts, Jets.
Oh, my gosh. Womp, womp.
That's the Jets aren't that bad. Well, okay, the Broncos suck. So.
But then the Colts aren't that bad either.
Like, I'm going
they're
Colts.
Coming super close.
They're 1-4, though.
But they're so close.
I'm going Colts.
I'm going to go Jets on this one.
Okay.
You're going to stand by yourself. I'm going Colts.
All right.
Perfect. Boy, this is really a big split. You guys are going to be calling me Champ Da Vinci so hard.
Or it's going to be a two-way tie between yours truly.
Maybe.
Okay. Seahawks at Raiders.
Garbage.
Oh, this is... I'm going to go Raiders.
I'm going Raiders too. I actually had this like pre-planned. That's funny.
I'm going Seahawks.
Okay.
Because, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Why not?
Keep the losing streak going.
Shut up.
Again, away team.
Away team, I like it.
Okay.
This also is an away team.
Also, can't wait to see Marshawn play against, you know, his former team.
Good call. Good call.
Panthers at Redskins.
Panthers.
I'll also go Panthers.
Ooh, this one's tough.
No.
This could be the one for you. If you,
it's no,
true.
I think I like the Panthers on this one.
Okay.
All right. Rams, Broncos, Rams.
Yeah. Can we just say Rams all around?
Are you sure?
Rams.
You're wearing a Broncos shirt, though.
That's because I'm a fan. That doesn't mean they win. Rams.
Okay. Going Rams.
Okay. Jags, Cowboys.
I'm going to go Jags.
Jags.
I ain't voting them boys anymore. I'm going Jags.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I have the only one that I haven't picked home was Vikings and the Jets.
Okay.
Or away.
Ravens, Titans.
Both 3-2. I'm going to go with.
This one's tough.
This one is a tough one.
This one's really tough.
This is a toughie.
I mean, you're looking at the Titans who can't score any points.
And you're looking at the Ravens who can score points.
But the Titans also beat the Jags.
But they also lost to the Browns.
This whole season's a mess, guys.
It's a big mess.
It is a mess.
Oh, and the Bills beat the Titans. I'm going to choose the Titans.
I'm choosing Ravens.
Oh, don't do that to me, guys.
You have to choose, E-Rock.
You know what?
Cheers.
I've chosen them every time, so I'm not failing this time.
Oh,
I'm going Ravens.
You chose Ravens last week, and we lost.
Rakistado's choosing all the ones I'm choosing.
Rakistado. Why did you say it that way? Take me back, Bale.
Chiefs at Patriots.
Well, you know who I'm choosing.
Well, I'm also choosing that team.
Naturally.
I'm going Patriots.
I'm choosing Chiefs.
Patriots win because Tom Brady has much more experience than Patrick Mahomes.
All right.
Need I remind you guys what happened last year, very first game of the season? The Chiefs ran the Patriots out of town. It was another Boston Tea Party.
They have Edelman back. Tom Brady just came off a big win and a long week playing Thursday Night Football.
Does one man make that big a difference?
Absolutely.
Edelman, though?
I think he does. Just it opens up that offense.
All right. We'll see.
It helps for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Chiefs get their first loss.
Monday Night Football.
Packers.
Packers and 49ers.
Packers.
Dude, I can't believe in the Packers. They've sucked.
Yeah, but they're going against the 49ers, dude.
Who have also sucked.
And it's at home for the Packers.
I'm going Packers.
I'm also going Packers, but honestly, it could go either way. And I hate to say that.
Which is weird because we thought, oh man, Packers are going to go 16-0. They're going to make the Super Bowl. They're 2-2-1.
Yeah, same record as the Vikings, but they're not held in the same regard as the Vikings.
That's true. But you also have to look at the matchups. The one loss at the
Vikings got shut out by the Bills.
It is unpredictable.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
that is pretty bad.
I think the Packers pull it out though. I would not be surprised if they score like 30 to 40 points.
Right.
It's the same thing week after week. I don't understand it. They don't play in the first half.
Right.
They don't execute. They don't get down the field. Things aren't clicking. And then it's like, we got to come back.
Yeah.
We got to win this. And usually they can. You know, if your field goal kicker makes 4 instead of misses 5.
Oh, Mason.
And those weren't even crazy long field goals, right? They were average 30, 40 yards.
Two were over 50, I think.
I don't know.
You should make at least one of those.
I'd have to look it up.
Right.
But I know two of them were like within 20.
Yeah. Crazy. Anyway, we're all going Packers, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. And then the teams on by are Saints and Lions. But that is our show. That is The Return. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to check us out on Sport Talk, just download the app, Sport Talk. You can also visit the website, sporttalk.com. You can also visit our website, which is MTN Valley Sports, where you can download these episodes. I think you can download them. If not, you'd subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on CastBox, and you will always get up-to-date information on when the next episode airs. So, as always, we are going to end with the shout-out. We are presented by Sport Talk, but I am the champ.
E-Rockistottle.
B-Rex.
And we will catch you next week on The Return during the NFL season presented by Sport Talk. Peace out.